There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
And we're coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio. So there you go, man. Look
yeah,
at that.
I feel good. Yeah, thanks, Al. Bringing me out of the darkness and into the light.
I say it's Friday. All of our teams are winning.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I showed up this morning feeling good, but, you know.
Just slowly you're deteriorating.
No, I was trying not to read and doom scroll, so.
Yeah, boom scroll.
Yes.
The old boom doom scroll. We're not doing that today, man.
Nope.
You know, you accuse me. And rightfully so. I'm not listening to every Sports Minute. However, I did catch the last Sports Minute. You guys catch the last Sports Minute? Boomer put Brian Daboll in his pressure cooker.
Oh, yeah.
So you put Daboll in the pressure cooker, huh?
By the way, you know, it's not just here. That goes around the country, as you know.
Yeah, of course.
So
I know.
I know we talk about it all the time, and we have been talking about it. We talk about how important this game is for the Giants, and, of course, they're running into Myles Garrett and this defense. It doesn't feel like it's the best place for the Giants to be going this weekend. Maybe it is. I don't know. But, yeah, he is definitely right in the crosshairs of the Giant fan, and you felt it the last couple weeks.
Certainly, and I think it's now. I've never questioned his ability to coach past this year until this start.
So then you put him in your pressure cooker too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't put it like that. I mean, I don't have a pressure cooker. You know what I'm saying?
You don't. Get,
you
don't
may
get
have
paid.
A pressure.
Well,
cooker.
You don't get paid to have one.
Yeah. Well, like I could. I mean, yes. I could very easily come up with a pressure cooker.
But the idea that I have though is that, you know, you look around the league, there are certain guys in certain situations.
Yeah.
That, you know, whoever they're playing this week and whatever happened to them the previous couple weeks will find themselves in the crosshairs of the fan bases.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's basically what that pressure cooker means.
What else could you put him in? Could we put him in a frying pan?
Put him in a frying pan if you like.
Frying pan.
Or put him in the fire. Take him out of the frying pan and put him in the fire.
Wow.
You do that too.
That's when things get really serious.
Yeah, but the pressure points are a thing that I've had for many, many years.
So, Kent, once you get in that pressure cooker, you can come out?
Yeah, well, you know, Mike McCarthy was in that pressure cooker going into week one.
Get me out of this goddamn thing.
Right. So they end up winning and just destroying the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
And so there's a week where everybody's exhaling and breathing and everybody feels good. So now the next week he was not in that pressure cooker against the New Orleans Saints at home.
Yeah.
But when they get drilled at home.
I'm right back in the son of a bitch.
That's exactly right. Now you're back in there.
Yeah. So, Brian, is this Brian Daboll's first stint in the pressure cooker?
Yes. Yeah. And I would also say because of Mike McCarthy's contract situation, as he is a lame duck coach without an extension.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like every weekend he could probably be put in there simply because of the enormity of the job and the popularity of the job.
Okay. Let me see. I'm going to throw. So you had McCarthy. And
I only have 15 seconds to put like four or five guys in there. I can't list.
You put four or five guys? I heard McCarthy and Daboll, and I just made a note of it.
Will Levis and Anthony Richardson. So you weren't listening to the whole thing.
Well, once I heard Daboll, I made a note, and I was like, all right, Daboll, pressure
cooker. Yeah, but
you
didn't hear Anthony Richardson and Will Levis.
No, I did not. Well, you were talking to me about something then. You started.
I mean, I could put Daniel Jones on there every day.
Why not?
Or every week.
Why not?
Well, because I think these other young quarterbacks deserve a little.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Pressure and the way that Brian Callahan, The head coach of the Titans responded to Will Levis last week, screaming at him at the sideline.
Yeah.
Tells you all you need to know. And I was like, hey, Mason Rudolph, get ready, because if Will Levis keeps giving these games away, the team is going to lose total confidence in that quarterback, and the morale is going to be in the crapper.
You know what I want to ask you?
What do you want to ask me?
When are you going to have the guts to put Joe Burrow in that pressure cooker? Huh? When are you going to have the guts? Or Zach Taylor. When are they going in there? Another 0-2 start. They lose to the Patriots, who we just saw suck out loud on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, but they played really well last week against Kansas City and should have come away with the win.
Consolation prize spot?
It's
don't
not
think
a
so.
Consolation prize spot. And,
don't
you know,
think so.
They'll be fine. T. Higgins looks like he's going to play this week. I'm hoping he is.
0-3.
And they play Monday night.
I'm telling you right now, if they
they're
go 0-3.
They're one of two Monday night games this week, by the way. And are those Monday night games for you, Al? They're not cool games.
Unfortunately, they're not cool games.
But there are two Monday night games,
there
just
are.
So everybody knows.
Let me tell you, if the Bengals lose at home to the Commanders on national TV, and you don't put one of those guys in that pressure cooker, I can no longer take your pressure cooker seriously. Those guys got to be in there.
Okay, well, let's see what happens.
I mean, I don't want this pressure cooker to lose any credibility here.
I could probably put John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson in there, too.
At 0-3, you could.
Right, if they lose this week, yes.
Who are they playing again this
week? Cowboys.
Ooh.
See, that's why Mike McCarthy is in the pressure cooker, because they got the Ravens coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ravens' offensive line is like a mess right now. They're having a hell of a time with that offensive line.
Man, oh, man.
And two of those starters from last year are on the Jets roster now.
Yep, couple of real big games, narrative-changing games this
Narrative-changing games. And by the way, that's one of the cool games for Al. Is the
Ravens, that's right.
The
Cowboys. We went over that. And it's one of the games we'll be picking coming up a little bit later this hour. Just had a brain fart there because I know we've discussed that game a little bit. Yeah, narrative-changing game for either one of those two teams. Let's go to Scott and Crystal River. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to ask you a couple questions about the dynamic kickoff. I've grown tired of it in just those couple weeks that I've seen it here, seriously. Do they, number one, talk to the players and ask them, hey, what should we do with the kickoff thing? How do you guys want to do it? What's the best for everybody? And number two, can we go back to the 70s? Where, like, we kick it off from the 20, and because the kickers today can kick it through the end zone. They can kick it 80 yards if they want to. So they don't need that anymore to protect the returner. But it would just make it more interesting for the dynamic of the game, I think, to get kick returners and get fast guys out there to make it more interesting.
All right, so you have to understand why they're doing this dynamic kickoff is because they don't want guys running 60 yards into each other. They want to get these guys that are blocking each other to get a lot closer so they kind of stem the tide of head injuries on the kickoff return. I don't necessarily know that it's really having the effect that they thought it was going to have. I know there are a few more kickoff returns now than there were last year. I don't see this thing continuing this way. You know, maybe next year they make the penalty a little bit more, where if you do kick a touchback, maybe you give the ball to the opposing team on the 35-yard line as opposed to the 30. The way I look at it is that the coaches are saying, screw it, we'll give it to them on the 30. We don't want to have a run back.
Yeah, I can't stand it. I had that one show. I expressed how much it annoyed me. I'm not going to say it every week because we're into regular season football now, but it's one of the most dramatic rule changes I've ever seen in pro sports in my lifetime.
And by the way, if they put the kicker back on the 20-yard line and they lined it up the way they used to line it up, then they'd have guys running even farther and getting more speed together. Or gathering more speed and having more violent collisions, which is what they're trying to legislate out of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather see the teams just start with a ball on the 20 or 25 than see what this is right now. I mean, that's how ridiculous I think it looks. So I don't know if they're going to tweak or completely just get rid of the idea of the kickoff, but, I mean, it's just...
Well, you saw, like, last night when Breece Hall got slammed to the ground.
Yeah.
You know, that was a normal way of doing things back in the day.
Sure.
And everybody loved when their defensive guys would do that to opposing teams' offensive guys. But I didn't even think that was that bad of a slam. It just looked worse than it really was.
Yeah, I agree with that.
There was a 15-yard penalty on it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I mean, and you know, when you're an official in those situations, I feel like the emphasis, and you're told, nobody's getting the benefit of the doubt on plays like that.
If it looks bad, throw the flag.
Right, yeah. Right. Because we'll take more heat from people if we're not throwing the flags on some of these violent plays. Let's go to Lisa in Middletown. What's going on, Lisa?
Hi, good morning, guys. I have two quick points. In regards to the Giants coach, how much is it his fault and how much is it lack of talent on the team? And the other thing was, I watched the Jets last night. Rodgers was dropping a lot of short passes. I can't understand. He makes it look so easy. Why couldn't that Wilson kid do that?
Yeah, well, the Wilson kid was too nervous to do that. And the Wilson kid was a little bit smaller than Aaron, probably didn't see the field as clearly as Aaron does. And by the way, Aaron also, you can't throw any defense at him that he hasn't seen. So he knows exactly pre-snap where he's going to go with the ball, especially last night, because that defense, you know, they're okay, they're solid, but, you know, they didn't really get after him. They didn't really create too many problems for him, especially when you're running the ball effectively. Remember, he's been around for 20 years.
Yeah, right.
He has seen everything.
It's like asking, you know, how come this kid can read Dr. Seuss but not Moby Dick?
Right. And by the way, you know, when Zach Wilson's on the field with a bunch of other young players, so now you don't really have an adult on the field directing traffic.
Yeah.
You know, so right now Aaron has a lot of these young kids around him. They're all explosive, and all they have to do is just listen to him. Yeah. And he will get the ball to them. And he will get it to them quickly. And then they can use their God-given ability to break tackles like Alan Lazard did last night, like Garrett Wilson did last night, like Breece Hall and Braylon Allen did last night.
Yeah, I mean, the short answer is that Aaron Rodgers is much more talented and much more experienced. I mean, that's the short answer.
Well, the experience part of it is the thing. I mean, that's why Joe Flacco had the success in Cleveland last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a seasoned Super Bowl winning quarterback who got onto a good team that had good players, and all of a sudden he started distributing the ball around to everybody, and everybody seemed to be really happy with him. Deshaun Watson comes back this year, he gets in the huddle, and you know, he's running around, running out of the pocket when he shouldn't be running out of the pocket, and the offensive linemen are frustrated, the team's frustrated, the team's not responding to him. And that's the biggest thing in the NFL is you got to have that guy back there that is directing traffic and telling everybody what to do, where to go, and how to get there.
Yeah, as far as how much is Dable's fault, I mean, he was a coach a couple years ago, got everything out of that roster with an easier schedule. Last year, a ton of injuries at the quarterback position. I think where you look at Dable's fault, you know, would probably be the beginnings of these last two seasons. I mean, it feels like the Giants were woefully unprepared for week one in back-to-back years, and felt like he was completely out-coached in both those games. The Cowboys were much better than the Giants, but 40-0? And then, you know, we thought that the Vikings were going to be a middling team. Maybe they're a little bit better than that, but, I mean, they got whooped in their building week one by Sam Darnold. So, I mean, that's where you start to say, man, did he not have these guys ready? But there's also the talent part of that is huge.
But
I mean,
you also have the frustration of what happened last week. And, you know, now everybody asking about whether or not they should have brought a kicker up. And, you know, the interesting thing about that whole situation last week is that they could have brought the kicker up, but you'd have to do it on a Saturday night. You got to bring the guys off the practice squad, make them available for the Sunday roster, but you got to do that on Saturday night. They didn't do that.
Mm.
So that's why they got hamstrung, literally,
yeah,
by Graham Gano's injury. Because they didn't have somebody that they could have activated. But then again, he got hurt differently than anybody would have thought. And that creates like just another level of agita for the coach, because now he's got to not only answer to the media after the game as to why you didn't have a backup kicker if you knew he had a bad groin. And that's why I think Brian Daboll got so upset and so annoyed with those questions, because it wasn't the groin that he hurt.
Yeah.
It was the hamstring that he hurt.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody like Pat Hanlon or some of the other guys over there at the Giants are going to let Brian Daboll know you put him in the pressure cooker.
You know, I know we've developed a nice little relationship with Brian. Every year we've gone to training camp. I don't know if he's going to like that. I don't know if he's good. I mean, I wouldn't like that. I'd be like, man, it's week two. I'm already in the goddamn pressure cooker.
Pressure is a privilege. Don't take the job. Don't take the heat. Get out of the kitchen.
Yeah. Spot. Damn right. A wuss bag. No, not Brian Daboll. We love Brian Daboll.
No, he's not. No.
He's totally not.
Yeah, that was kickoff to summer situation.
Oh, was that it? I guess it was.
The night before.
Yeah, we went.
And it was cold and raining that day.
Yes. No. The fishing we're talking about.
Yes. No, isn't that when I met you guys down the shore?
We didn't go fishing that day.
We went golfing that day.
I just know
you
showed up with him in his boat. That's all I remember.
Yeah, we went golfing that day. Okay. We went golfing that day, and then we met Jerry as we took the boat from Doug's house.
Right, but this was the year before we went fishing, and it was the spring before kickoff to summer, because I remember the Coast Guard stopped us, and it was because it was like the beginning of the boating season. They want to make sure that Big Head had all his stuff.
Paperwork.
Right,
it's always about paperwork. Well, yep. Not always, but only when you have paperwork is it about
paperwork. You have the life jacket.
When you don't have paperwork, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, may I board this boat, Watermelon Head? And he was no problem. Come on.
I'm like, what are we doing? I thought we were getting punked.
Right. No, we were not. And you got this.
Thank
you got
God
that.
They weren't pirates.
Yeah. That is true. That's been popping up on my feed lately. These Somalian pirates are back at it.
Really?
Somewhere.
Yeah. In the Great South Bay?
No, I don't think so.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.